Thank you, Bobby. Thank you for the organizers for inviting me to share our results of our study today. I'm going to tell you about the clinical performance of a new assay called the Solana point-of-care Trichomonas assay. These are my disclosures. I work with a lot of companies for FDA trials. So our objectives in this study were to demonstrate the performance of this assay for clinician-collected vaginal swabs. I wish we had been able to do it for self-collected, too, but I think it would work. Anyway, we were basing this on comparison to the results by wet mount and Trichomonas culture, which we know that neither of these are the best assays out there now that we have NAT assays, but this was what was required by the FDA. And secondly, we wanted to determine the performance of this assay compared to a NAT or the Aptima TB assay. So Solana is a fairly new, it's fairly rapid, less than 40 minutes. Some people would say this really isn't a point of care, but it depends on how long the patient will wait for point of care. So the steps were sample preparation, amplification, and detection. This assay, the type of assay is an amplification called isothermal helicase-dependent amplification, or HDA, similar to PCR and other amplification assays. So for our methods, each subject had four vaginal swabs taken by the clinicians, and urine was collected. So the order of the swabs, the first swab was used for the wet mount, the second for the in-pouch culture for Trichomonas, the third swab was used for the Solana test, and the fourth swab was used for the Aptima. So all the sensitivity and specificity calculations for this study were based on the FDA composite reference method of the wet mount and the culture. A patient was considered infected if either the wet prep or the culture test was positive. This is a picture of the little box that the assay is put into to be run. It's very little hands-on time and gives you your result within 40 minutes. It was FDA cleared just recently as a moderately complex. It's not yet CLIA waived. That'll be maybe the next study. So for results, there were over 1,000 women who participated, almost equally divided between asymptomatic and symptomatic. The prevalence looking at either the urines or the swabs overall was 11.5%. So for the clinician-collected vaginal swabs, this assay had a high sensitivity and specificity in both the symptomatic and the asymptomatic. And you can see here in a little more detail that the asymptomatic was 100% sensitive and 98% specific. Symptomatic, 98.6 sensitive and 98% specific. So this for this diagram or this chart, this is compared only to the reference method as requested by the FDA. So here's the results for the urine. Again, very high sensitivity and specificity, 98, 98. For symptomatic, 92 and 97% sensitivity and specificity, respectively. So people will say, well, we know that the culture and the wet prep are not the greatest sensitivity. So how did this test, which is an amplified test, compare to another amplified test? So this was compared to another amplified test, and the sensitivity for swabs was 89.7 with 99% specificity. Urine was 100% sensitive, had 98.9% specificity. So in conclusion, the swab sensitivity was and specificity for symptomatic and asymptomatic women was high. There was little difference, interestingly enough, that was observed between the asymptomatic and the symptomatic women, making this potentially a valuable tool for use in a clinic. But right now, because it's not CLIA waived, it would have the test results would have to be sent to a laboratory to be performed by a laboratorian. So I'd like to acknowledge all of the co-investigators all over the country that collected samples and participated in this trial. Jane Schwebke, Joya Dombrowski, Jenny Marazzo, Barbara Silver, Matilda Barnes, Janelle Coleman, LaShonda Crane, and Paul Fine. And their respective institutions are shown here on the slide. So I'm happy to take any questions.
Thanks, Charlotte.